Calumet baking powder, the best kitchen friend of family bakers for more than half a century, brings you When a Girl Marries, a story of young married life dedicated to all those who are in love. Friends, have you seen it? Have you seen a picture of Kate Smith and her lovely poinsettia Christmas cake? It's in your favorite woman's magazine and at many neighborhood grocery stores, too. Kate Smith says poinsettia cake is probably the most delicious cake she ever tasted. And it's definitely the gayest and most festive. By all means, get hold of one of those poinsettia cake recipes. If your grocer hasn't one for you, look in your favorite woman's magazine. Plan to serve this luscious cake to your family during the holidays. Yes, it's a two-layer cake made soft and heartwarmingly delicious with famous Calumet baking powder. And it has a specially delicious frosting. Tangy orange rind, citron, candied cherries, diced figs and nut meats, all these exciting holiday ingredients help to make poinsettia cake a real winner. Believe me, friends, it'll keep your family talking about it for weeks. It's easy to make, and you can get all the ingredients you need from your grocer. Just glance at the recipe and see what you need. Don't forget, it's poinsettia cake, and be sure you get hold of the recipe featured in your favorite magazine and at many neighborhood grocery stores. And now, When a Girl Marries, the story of Joan and Harry Davis. The final step has been taken in their move to Beechwood. Joan is at her mother's, and Harry has spent the last 2 days arranging their new home in Beechwood. Harry is very anxious about Joan because she is so soon expecting her baby. But Joan is determined to have her baby in their new home. However, fate may take a hand, for directly after dinner, Joan had a sudden pain. Her mother, certain that the baby may be on the way now, rushes to the telephone and calls.
Hello, operator. Give me Dr. Wiggins, Maine, 77.
Oh, Mother, I don't think I need him. Really, I don't.
Of course you need him. Keep quiet. I can't hear a thing. Hello? Oh, hello, Henry. Are you there? I mean, this is Stella Field, and Joan's here at my house, and she's just had a sudden pain, Henry. Will you come over right away? But I don't know. I can't say. But I know I want you to come over here right away, Henry. Yes. Goodbye. Oh, he's coming right over. Isn't that wonderful that he was home?
But, Mother, truly, I don't think it's necessary.
Now, you don't know anything about this. Of course he's coming over. Oh, Joan, wouldn't it be wonderful if my prayers were answered?
What prayers, Mother?
Oh, prayers. I've offered every night that this would happen before you left Stanwood, that I could look after you comfortably, that you'd go to the Cedarville Hospital.
No. No, I don't want to do that, no.
But it doesn't matter what you want to do. If your baby's coming, it's coming in spite of you.
But, Mother, I don't want to have it happen when Harry's away, when he isn't here with me.
Nonsense. He'll be with you soon enough. He's over at his mother's, isn't he?
Yes. Do you mind calling up Mrs. Davis and seeing if he's there?
No, but I don't see what you want him for at this stage.
Oh, but I do want him. If things have started.
All right. I'll call him. What's the number?
Maine 983.
Give me Maine 983. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Davis. This is Mrs. Steele. I'm calling for Joan. She wants to know whether Harry's come in yet. Oh, he hasn't? He hasn't come in yet. Well, Joan just wanted me to call her up as soon as he got home. Oh, no. No, nothing important. Nothing special. Have him call the house here when he comes in, will you, please? She wants to talk to him. She's fine. Yes, we're all fine. Goodbye. He hasn't shown up yet. He probably stopped off somewhere after we left here.
Well, he ought to be home almost any minute now, and then he'll call.
Now, Joan, you come right on upstairs and lie down.
But, Mother, really, I feel perfectly all right.
Now, I want you to lie down until Dr. Wiggin gets here. Maybe you're not going out into the wilderness to have your baby after all.
But, Mother, I tell you, the pain is gone.
Well, I know I can't stop you, but maybe Providence will. Now, now, dear. Just fly down.
Fly?
Oh, why doesn't Dr. Wiggin get here? I think I'll call Nettie to come up and stay with you, too. He may want her to do something. He may want her to help.
Oh, Mother, you talk as if the baby were coming any minute. Please don't bother Nettie. I feel all right now. Truly, I do. I don't know what was the matter with me. Just all of a sudden, something happened.
Oh, I know, of course. Oh, there's Dr. Wiggin now. Why, he must have simply flown here. Isn't that wonderful?
Is that you, Henry?
Yes. Yes, this is I, Sal.
Will you come up here?
Oh, I hate to make you come up, Dr. Wiggin. I can come down just as well.
No. No, stay where you are, my dear. I'll take the stairs slowly. I'm not as young as I used to be, nor as spry.
Well, I don't know about that, Henry. You certainly got here in no time at all.
Well, I only live a short distance away, you know that. It's just a matter of jumping in the car and driving up here. It's only a matter of minutes. Well, Joan, I'm glad to see you again.
I'm very glad to see you too, Dr. Wiggin.
I hope you don't hold it against me, the fact that I wouldn't be able to take care of you if you go to Beechwood. It's merely the fact that I don't feel strong enough to tackle the job in the farmhouse.
Yes, Harry told me. He said you explained it all to him.
Because there's nobody in the world I'd rather take care of than you, Joan. You know.
Oh, of course he knows that. And you may be dead sure. I'm praying that this is the beginning of things, Henry. That this isn't a false alarm.
Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Suppose you let me examine Joan and you run along downstairs and get hold of Nettie. I don't think I'm going to need anything, but if I do, it'll be a very good idea to see that there's hot water on the stove.
Oh, well, of course I will. I'm only too glad to have something to do.
Now, Joan, I'll just give you a going over.
Nettie? Oh, Nettie.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Fields.
What is it? Has anything happened?
I don't know yet, Nettie, but Mrs. Davis had a sudden attack, and I sent for Dr. Wiggin.
Oh, Nettie, wouldn't it be wonderful if the baby's going to be born here in Stanwood instead of having her go away that dreadful place?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It would be wonderful. I just pray that's what's happening.
Oh, so do I. If Henry Wiggin will only come downstairs and tell me that things are on the way, it'll be such a weight off my mind.
If there's anything I can do, Mrs. Fields.
Well, Dr. Wiggin want to be sure there's some hot water on the stove.
Oh, yes.
Not that I think there'll be any emergency here, but I think more to give me something to do than anything else. Get me out of the way.
Oh, the kettles are on, Mrs. Fields. Oh, I do hope and pray she stays here like you want her to.
Yes, I hope so, too, Nettie. I'm so excited about it. I don't know what to do. Oh, to think of her coming home and to think of this happening just as I wanted it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's all upset because Mr. Davis isn't here.
Oh, yes.
And I've left word for him to call up as soon as he gets back to his mother's.
Uh-huh. You know, truly, I'm glad he isn't.
Oh, I wish Dr. Wiggin would hurry up. Why can't he come out and say what he thinks?
Hey, Stell, come here, will you, please?
What is it, Doctor?
Well, bad news for you. But good news for Joan.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean that I see no evidence of anything having started. There's no sign that this baby's going to be born within the next 24 or 36 hours. In other words, the whole thing's a false alarm.
Oh, Henry, are you sure?
Yes, isn't it wonderful, Mother? And Dr. Wiggin doesn't think I'll have any more pain. Thinks it was just a contraction or something in my side.
Well, hadn't you better stay a while, Doctor? And you better be sure.
I intend to stay a while. Only to talk to you and Joan. But I'm not staying because I'm keeping an eye on her. Because I'm pretty sure that nothing's taking place. No, Stell, don't you? You needn't look as if you'd lost your last friend.
Oh, I feel as if I had. Oh, I was so in hope that this was the beginning. That she'd be here and that you'd look after her and that we could get her to the hospital tonight.
Well, no, there's no need for her to go to a hospital or anywhere else. She's all right. The baby's decided not to get himself or herself born in a hurry. So we'll relax on that point. Suppose we all go downstairs and sit down.
Oh, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I'm so glad. There's nothing you could have told me that would have made me so happy, Doctor.
Well, I know how you feel. You'd rather have it the way you planned. You'd rather have it with Harry alongside of you. By the way, where is Harry?
Oh, he came in a little while ago from Beechwood, where he was fixing up our new house. He was over there all day, and then he went on over to his mother's. But he hadn't come in when we called up. He ought to be there any minute. Oh, Mother, when he does call up, please, please don't say anything about all this. Please don't tell him Dr. Wiggin is here or that we thought for a minute that anything had started. It'll only worry.
But it wouldn't hurt him to worry a little.
But I don't want him to. I don't want him to know anything about it as long as Dr. Wiggin says it's only a false alarm.
Well, stake my reputation on it, Joan. And you know, You know that I'd be the first to wish otherwise, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I know. I'll answer it, Joan. And if it's Harry, don't worry. I won't say a word. I'll let you talk to him. Hello? Oh, hello, Harry. Yes, it's Mrs. Fields. Oh, yes, Joan's all right. No, nothing urgent. She just wanted me to call up and ask you to call her when you got there.
I'll speak to him, Mother. Hello, darling. Yes, I know I did. It was silly of me, but I just wanted to say goodnight to you again. Yes, I'm going to bed early. Oh, I'm fine. I've had a lovely day. I couldn't be better. Harry, you're sure we can go to Beechwood in a couple of days? Well, I want to go so much. Well, yes, Harry, I'm sure I'm all right. I'm perfectly sure. There's nothing wrong with me in the world. I couldn't be better, darling. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Yes, come over in the morning. Yes. Goodbye. Oh, Mother, he's so sweet. He's so concerned about me. And he says we can surely go in a couple of days now.
Joan, tell me, why are you so anxious to go there at this particular time? Why is it you're so bound and determined not to stay in Stanwood a minute longer than you can help? Harry wouldn't mind, you know.
I know he wouldn't mind. I can't explain why, Dr. Wiggins. I can't explain anything about my feeling of having to get there, having to be there, having to have the baby born there. It seems strange when you put it that way. It's almost as if I knew it had to be. As if it were my fate.
You know, friends, listening to When a Girl Marries every day, you might think I was the only one who spent any time talking about Calumet baking powder. But just listen to this little scene in a grocery store. Hello? Yep, yep, Mrs. Brown. Quart of milk, pound of butter, dozen eggs, yeah. Calumet baking powder. Oh, certainly. Oh, baking today, eh, Mrs. Brown?
It's baking day practically every day around here. My family loves hot biscuits, muffins, and things like that. Asking for cake and more cake. My two youngsters insist on having a cookie jar, kept filled. So there you are. I would really be in a pickle if it weren't for Calumet baking powder.
Everybody seems to like to use Calumet. It's been a good, loyal kitchen friend for more than half a century, you know. And there's another thing to remember. Right now, the price is way down. The large-sized tin sells for less money, and the popular 10-cent tin contains one-third more Calumet. Now, a full half pound costs only a dime. That's really a good saving when you're baking for a hungry family.
I should say so. Well, send my order right away, will you?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Brown, and happy baking to you with Calumet baking powder. Not going to have her baby born in Stanwood after all, according to Dr. Wiggins, but is going to travel to their new house in Beechwood, as she originally planned to do. Well, there until tomorrow at the same time, we leave the story of When a Girl Marries, written by Elaine Carrington. Your announcer is Charles Stark. Baking is easy when you use Swan's Down cake flour. Bake your family's favorite cakes with Swan's Down and see for yourself what a difference it makes. Swan's Down is specially milled and ground and made softer than ordinary flour. It's the flour that's made to make cakes. So remember to ask your grocer for Swan's Down cake flour today.